Morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, we're in packet J10, supplement B, discussing the Ona Beinonis, particularly the Trumas Adeshin, the negative vest of the Trumas Adeshin, how that affects the Ona Beinonis. But let's first review some nafkaminot between a vest kavua and Eina kavua. Because that'll be relevant to creating a negative vest. Because if we create a negative vest, she might have a vest kavua to a certain extent. In other words, if she really does not have a vest kavua in terms of she doesn't know when the vest starts. Sometimes it's this day, sometimes it's another day. But she has a negative vest. She knows when she doesn't see. We want to know since she has like a quasi vest. What will I give her? So let's think about the different nafkaminot between vest kavua and eino a vest that's not kavua. And so in the tour in kuf pei tes halacha aleph tells us one nafkamina. If she doesn't have a vest, so then she needs to be choishesh the lamed yom, the riyasa, she own a beinonis. So if you don't have a vest kavua, you have to be choishesh the own a beinonis. And then in kuf pei tes dalad, va'od, it says the Torah, va'od yesh chiluk, kivyaso gimel pamim, the lo kivyaso gimel pamim. What's the difference between vest kavua and a kavua? So we've seen this before, that if the avar vest is lo batcha, if she has a vest kavua, so then she's asur until she does a vest. If she doesn't have a vest kavur and the onus of vest passed, and she's not boydik, she's mutter the bailer. Right? Because if it's a vest kavur and the onus came and went and she didn't check, so we assume the orech was manu ba, and it's a chazacha that it came, so she needs to check in order to be mutter the bailer. But if she didn't have a vest kavur, so there's no chazaka that it came during the owner's vest. So if she didn't check, so then she's mutter. So those are two nafkaminas. One is if she doesn't have a vest kavua, she has to be choshesh the owner beinonis. And if she doesn't have a vest kavua, she is mutter without a bdika if the owner's vest passed. Another nafkamina is in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Vav, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says in Halacha Aleph, if she has a vest kavua, then she doesn't need the bedikos that are relevant to that's the Simon Kuf Pei Vav and Halacha Beis. Im ein la vest kavua, then she requires the bedikos of Kuf Pei Vav. So there's a kula here for if someone who has a vest kavua. If she has a vest kavua, she doesn't need to do these bedikos lifnei and achar tashmish. If she doesn't have a vest kavua, so it's a chumrah on her, and we don't know when it's going to come, so she has to check before and after. So that's another nafkamina. So we have three nafkaminot between at least three that we've seen today, ves kavua, eina kavua. So the Beis Yosef brings the trumas the third one is in Simon Kuf Pei Vav, and in Kuf Pei Vav, it's talking about, I'll just read it, but it's distinguishing in Halacha Beis and in Halacha Aleph, the Mechaber is distinguishing between someone who has a Ves Kavua and a Kavua. So Halacha Aleph in Kuf Pei Vav, Isha Shiesh La Ves Kavua, Eina Tzricha Bedika Klal, Lifnei Tashmish Velo Lacher Tashmish. Halacha Beis, Im Ein La Ves Kavua, Shalosh Pamim Rishonim Tzricha Livdoik Koidim Tashmish V'Acher Tashmish. So there's a kula for someone who has a vest kavua. There is a kula that they don't need to check before and after. And if they do not have a vest kavua, then there's a chumra. She does need to check before and after. So we have a couple nafkamina between the vest kavua and the kavua. Beis Yosef brings the Trumas Adeshin in Kuf Pei Vav. In Kuf Pei Vav, the Yes, he also brings this famous Trumas of Dashan. It's at the end of, well, it's near the end of the Beis Yosef. In the packet, he quoted the Trumas Edeshen. Sorry, he brought the Trumas Edeshen itself. I just like to see it in the Beis Yosef, how the Beis Yosef presents it a little bit shorter. It's not a Shailen and Teretz. Kosov the Trumas Edeshen, but it's the same thing. The Isha Shebregila Lirois Be'inyan Zeh. A woman who sees in the following way. She Le'olam Lo Tira Be'pachos Me'yud Dalet Yamim. She never sees within 14 days after the tefillah. Aval acher yud dalad yamim ein lo keva lepamim betesvav or beyud tezayin or yud zayin ulepamim chafalof ubechaf gimel ubechaf dalad la'acher tefillah ein lo keva. She has a kvius not to see in the first 14 days after tefillah, but the beginning of her right the beginning of her cycle is not with kvius. It never starts on the same day. It starts sometimes the 15th, sometimes the 16th, sometimes the 17th. But within the first 14 days, she's experienced not seeing during the first 14 days over and over again. So she has a negative vest. She has a vest not to see. Yera, the Ein Tzricha Bedicha Klal L'chol Asher Tashmish Kodim Yodalad Yom the Tvilasa. So she has, for the purposes of this, the Bedikas of Kuf Pei Vav, she has a vest kavua, in that she doesn't need to do Bedikas. The field of the Rebbeinu Chanan, the parish of Rebbeinu Chanan, the Rebbeinu Tam, the Pasku, the Ein Lo Veses, Boy Bedika, the Baal. So they paskin that if you don't have a Ves Kavua, she needs to do Bedikas before and after. Hach Isha, Lav, Ein Lo Veses Mikri. Koidim Hayud Dalid. Yom, Ad Kanashona. But this woman doesn't have the status of Ein Lo Veses before, you know, during those 14 days. So, yes, after the 14 days, she doesn't have a kavios, and therefore, technically, she doesn't have a ves kavua. But within the 14 days after the tefillah, we don't call her ein la vesas. So she doesn't need. So she has, for the purposes of the bedikas of kuf pei vav, she has a ves kavua that she doesn't need the bedikas. So the question is, can we use this negative vest in other ways? The Trumas Edeshen wants to use it to say she doesn't need the bedikos for koydim and achren tashmish. Can we use this negative vest of the Trumas Edeshen to create any other kulas? So let us look at the Chavas Das in on page 4 of supplement 2 on packet 10. So the Chavas Das says in Os Gimel, "Ma'od li the magam game b'din zeh. The e name of the machna shechutzuka shlolish palim sheinu roya b'yamim elu. Hava din b'yamim elu ki isha sheish la vesas. V'shaloba shas vesas. In Cain." So if she sees three times, not during those 14 days, then she has the din of Vesis, the Ves Kavua. In Cain, if we're going to say that, Isha Shehi Roya Tamid, Acher Shloshim Yom, Acher Shloshim Yom, Ein La Vesis, Hami Makdemes, Hami Macheres, Lo Tachush Ona Beinonis, the High is Chazaka. Shalotira ad akalamadyo, Bahavi ki isha shiyesh la vesas, shayna koshesh on a benonis. Bahai vada lesa kidamuchach, we call her posakim. So I'm not sure if this idea was in the Trumas Edeshen itself, because the Trumas Edeshen did mention like chaf alef, chaf gimel, chaf dalad after tefillah, which might create where she's not seeing until after, you know, she's seeing until lamed aleph. But the chumas, the chumas edeshin is being expanded here by the Chavis Das. If it's not explicit in the chumas edeshin itself, he's saying that if she sees, she never sees until the 31st day after, you know, he's not going, he's not responding, he's not counting from the tefillah, he's counting from the original sighting, but the Chavis Das is saying if she never sees on Yom Lamed, so maybe she has a Ves Kavua, not only the Inyan Kuf Pei Vav, but she has a Ves Kavua, the Inyan Kuf Pei Tes Aleph, that she doesn't need to be shown with the Ona Beinonis, because she doesn't see on Lamed Yom. She's not, she's Muksak not to see on Lamed Yom, so why should she, you see that she doesn't have the vestis of Stam Nushim. So she has a negative vest, and her negative vest encapsulates the Lamed Yom, the onus of vest. So she's not seeing. She's not seeing on the 30th day. Why does she have to, you know, why does she have to be shown with but he doesn't like that. Vivade Lesa Kedabuchach, Kam Poskim. So the Chavis Das is definitely against using the Trumas Edeshin to eradicate the Ona Beinonis. The Ona Beinonis, even though she never sees Han Lamed Yom, she still has to observe the Ona Beinonis as a Ves Kavua. And according to Shach, that's the same as Onus of Chodesh. So Ves is a Chodesh, sorry. And the Shach turns the Ves of Chodesh into a Ves Kavua, such that that of her Ves is a Labat, because she's Aser, until she does a Bedika. So let's look at the Sidur Tahara now on page 6. Sidur Tahara says, Aval I Haisa Roya, the Lamad Aleph, Vachachach, the Lamad Beis, the Lamad Dalet, Kahai Gavna. In other words, one month she saw on the 31st, and the next month she saw on the 32nd, and then the next on the 34th, Kahai Gavna. So she has no kavius, right? She her vest is beginning on different days, sometimes 31, sometimes 32, sometimes 34, but she's not seeing on the 30th, right? She lo haisa tzricha lechush la'ona beinonis kevan shehukzach zo shelotira toy shloshim. She has a negative vest not to see during the first 30 days following the onset. Even though after 30 days she has no kavius, it sometimes it skips, it's never on the same day. She has a kazaka for the simon hanal. Mechaber pasans like the trumas edeshin regarding the bedikos of Kuf Pei Vav over there in Sif Gimel Kuf Pei Vav, the Mechaber Paschal Trumas Edeshin. Shehukzach Alirois Beinyan Zeh Sheolam Pachos Mi Yodalad Yom Acha Tzvilasa Ena Roya Aval Acha Yodalad Yom Ein La Kvius the Toich Yodalad Yom Chashiv Kim the Toich Yodalad Yom Chashiv Ki Yeshla Vesis the Inyan Sheena Tzricha Bedika Lifnei Tashmish Mihu Yeshlomer the Ihu Lohikil Ella the Inyan Bedika Lifnei Tashmish. So the Sidre Tahara is saying that is accepting the Psak and the Mechaber, that the Mechaber passes like the Trumas Edeshin, but it's limited just to that. It's limited to say that she has a Ves Kavua. The negative Ves allows her to have the status of a Ves Kavua to pater herself from the Bedikas Lifnei Tashmish, like someone who has a Ves Kavua. The Balav Hachi, Harajban, Vaharba Gainim, Svir Lahu, the Chol Labaila Lo Boy Bedika. There are others, even if there are makel regarding the Bedika, those Bedikos, Vafilu I Boy Lachmure, Lo Shavkinan, and they hold that even if you want to be Machmir, we don't let you. Aval Ba'amo, Efshar De Lo Samchinan Azeh, but outside of Kuf Pei Vav, we're not going to be soymich on the idea of the Trumas Edeshin, of the negative vest, if it indeed includes the Lamed Yom, the Sidra Torah is not recommending to eradicate the Ona Beinonis just because she never sees on Lamed Yom with consistency. So he's saying it's Afshar, we shouldn't be Samech on this, so it sounds like it's Mesupak. Rav Moshe is Mekel, that to be to eradicate the Ona Beinonis if she never sees on Lamed Yom. And Adi Shulchan is Machmer, and I've Shlomo Miller over here in the Beis Medrash Leiman, he's also Machmer. And I guess the idea is that, like we saw in Rashi on Tetzvav, perhaps this is the idea. We saw Rashi going back to the Tetzvav in the Masech Nida, Amar Aleph, Betoich, he finds a Betoich Yimei Oinasa, Lamed Yom, Luria, Aval Acha Lamed Yom, Boy Bedika, Hoyo, Bestam Nashim, Chazan, Besaif Oino. So that Stam Nashim, this is the vest of Stam Nashim, and Roiv Nashim have a vest on Lamed Yom. So even if you have someone who with consistency never sees on Lamed Yom, even though they don't have a they see consistently after Lamed. But there are those posts we want to be machmer that she still needs to observe the Ona Beinonis because Rov Nashim have, and it's like Rov, right? She's bottle to the Rov. Rov Nashim see on Lamed Yom. She doesn't with consistency. So that's, we're going to be machmer because that is the Rov Nashim see on Lamed, and she's, I guess, bottle daita etzel the Rov. But the Mechaber is makel to use the negative vest of the Trumas Edeshin to permit her, to permit those bedikos of Kufpei Vav as long as it's within the negative vest. But once she's outside of that, so I think we'll hold it there. Any questions? Okay, Shkoya, thank you for joining. Yeah, the very last point is basically there are poskim that are machmer that even though she sees consistently, she doesn't see with consistency on Lamed Yom. I mean, she starts her vest starts always on Lamed Aleph, the 31st day, or the 32nd day, or the 34th day. So she, although she's not consistent in the, she's not consistent when her vest starts. Sometimes it's 34, sometimes it's 32. So regarding that, she doesn't have a vest kavua, but she has a negative vest that she never sees on Lamed Yom. She never sees on the 30th day. It's always 31 or 34 or something like that, but it's never on the 30th. So why bother her? Like, why should she have to be noyeg to be choishish for the Oina Beinonis? She never sees on Lamed Yom. So there are posts that are mad. Well, the Chabas Das was clear that he doesn't like that idea. Sidra Torah was Mekel, Rav Moshe. Sidra Torah was Supik, and Rav Moshe was Mekel outright. I was suggesting maybe the reason why the Chabas Das wants to be Machmer is because of Rov. And it's the Ona Beinonis is the Vesis for Stam Nashim. So, right, the Rov Nashim have their vest on the 30th day. So even though this particular person doesn't, so she's Batal Etzel the Rov. I think I saw in Rabbi, I saw in a Sefer that the postgim are just the reluctance to be Mekel Keneged, the to go like the Trumas Edeshin, because it's the concept of a negative vest eradicating the Ona Beinonis is not, it's not really it's a chiddush, and they're just reluctant to go against the Gemara's presenting it. There are some poskim that I think the Rambam holds that there is no such thing as Ona Beinonis, and I think the Ra'a also holds there's no such thing as Ona Beinonis. But the Gemara is mashma according to some Rishonim that there is Ona Beinonis, and we don't want to, like, do away with it. So if the Gemara, you know, if it's mashma from the Gemara that there's an oyna benus, that's not the oyna for stam nashim. So then everyone has to be knowing that. And if someone who has typically never sees on Lamed, they only see on the 30th, 31st, sorry. She never sees on the 30th, she sees on the 34th, or the 2nd. So she has to be knowing the oyna benus. The Chumra, that's a Veskavua, that's the honorary Veskavua. For those people who don't have a Veskavua, and even though she never sees on Lama Yom, because Batal Daita, right? She's maybe it's an Indian of Rov, and she's Batal to the Rov. Rov Nashim don't see on Lama Yom. Rov Nashim see on Lama Yom, and so therefore, even though she doesn't, she's Batal Daita Etzel the Rov. That's all. I just wanted to say maybe a reason why. We should be machmer on someone and not apply the Truma Sedeshin to eradicate the Hunabainunis, because it's Rav Nashim, she's Batal Etzel the Rav. Okay. Shkoyach for joining. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.